The bill isn't aimed at any specific breed of dog. Instead, it targets the animal's behavior. State Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay introduced it. He says it would ban anyone convicted of a violent crime, like homicide, armed robbery, or sexual assault, from owning a dangerous dog. He says it's modeled after a law recently enacted in Illinois.
So other states are doing it, and as I said, the serious felon can't possess a gun as a weapon, but in many cases now they're possessing vicious dogs that attack as law officers are doing their job.
Hansen says Green Bay police encounter mean dogs in up to half of the drug busts they make. In 2004, an officer shot and killed a dog while trying to serve a warrant. The city's humane officer supports the idea to ban convicted felons from owning violent dogs. Sharon Henson also likes that it doesn't single out a certain breed, such as pit bulls or Rottweilers.
If the gentleman wants to own a lab that he goes out and plays ball with and it's spayed and neutered and it's microchipped, by all means do it. You can learn a lot from the sensitivity of an animal. But if he wants to turn around and pick up even a mixed breed and train it to be, you know, very dangerous, then he has a problem.
The definition of vicious dog will be left up to the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Senator Hansen says a public hearing will also be held on the bill. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.